relationship for a few years, and I think in the time I was in the relationship, all dating communication went exclusively to text. You can't call anybody anymore. If you call someone, they're like, what? Are you on fire? Then quit wasting my time. Text me that shit. And I don't like texting people, especially girls. There's always miscommunication that happens. This is a situation I get into all the time. I'll text a girl. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. Then I'll say something like, all right, cool. So you want to get pizza on Tuesday? And then I don't hear anything. And I'm like, what just happened? I know you read that shit. You spotted 20 other things I just said. What, do you not like me anymore? You don't have 2 seconds to say, yes, I want to get pizza, or no, I don't want to get pizza? Would you check your phone into a locker and go ride a roller coaster for a few hours? What's the deal?
Welcome back to this episode of Status Complicated. This week, we have a returning guest, RKC. We had her probably about 2 months ago now. And I know she was like a fan favorite. I know a lot of people have commented, and it was our first episode, and she was nice enough to share some good insights. So if you aren't familiar or can't remember all the details, we talked about a couple things. One, her moving to New York recently in the last year, and then talking about her dating life here and how it's been a little complicated, along with her hate, or not hate, maybe hate's a strong word, her dislike of online dating and not doing it, or not ever doing it, and also talking about being a career woman and traveling a lot for her work and how that's played into dating and where her life's at. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to see you. I don't get to see you often. I really don't. So I can only imagine how dating is.
Do you see me less because I'm dating more?
Let's really get into that, actually. I think that might be it, because I know you came back recently and then I haven't heard from you. So sometimes when you go radio silent, I know good things are happening. No, really.
I do.
It's not even a joke. She's definitely doing something. I don't know what that is, but it'll be juicy.
Okay.
So we want an update. Tell us what's going on.
The only real contender, which wasn't even a contender, was who I called the Irish.
Yes, and that's important. We did end on that note saying yes, that we would have an update about that.
So I forget. I don't even know where we were 2 months ago.
So you guys were texting and had been texting for months, but in the last, like 2 months ago, basically, it became much more consistent. And you were kind of like, oh, is this really going somewhere?
Right.
So where is it 2 months later?
Oh, man. So 2 months later, so a lot has happened. So we've now have moved to a space where we began to see each other semi-consistently, which is not a lot, given that both of us travel. But consistently in that when we were in the same city, we would always make time to see each other. We kissed.
Oh, this is so exciting. It's moved from texting to actual physical connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was quite aggressive about the fact that he had not kissed me.
How many dates until you guys kissed?
Oh my gosh, maybe like 7, 6.
Oh my gosh, I would be like, that kiss must have been amazing though when it went down.
Yeah, well, it was so random. Like, I always imagine kisses to be, especially first kisses, to be like, you know,
magical.
Like, yeah, like the sun is setting, you're at the beach, it's a perfect 75. You look amazing, you know.
Yeah.
You smell amazing.
Your hair is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, exactly. And this was not. We were in a dark corner at this bar after we got rejected at another bar, like a much better bar. Like in a corner where there were like people like sitting like kind of at the same table. You know what I mean? And I was like sweaty because by that time it had been like, you know, 16 hours from when I woke up. And you know what I mean? And so And yeah. It was after dinner, and it was after dessert, and, you know, and so my breath probably wasn't ideal.
Just do it in the middle of a conversation, or?
Yeah. Like, he just, so I always, like, imagine, okay, so you know this. I hate first kisses.
Yeah.
I think this is one that no one will relate to me on. I hate first kisses. I wish I could just jump to 3 or 4 kisses, like, ahead. You know, like, when you already have kind of, like, a groove. And, you know, it's, like, great, and it's not awkward, and, you know, you kind of know each other's kissing styles. Because guys have such different approaches to first kisses. Too polite, where it's like, oh, hi, can I kiss you? And then it's like, oh, great, like, this is awkward. Or it's like, I'm just going to sneak attack, and then you're not prepared, and then soon, like, his lips are not on your lips because you're not prepared, or, you know, your mouth is open, and it's like, right? Or it's the most ideal, where it's like perfect circumstance, kind of look at each other, you know? So, but it's never, like, that never happened. So it's just always awkward.
So where was yours in between those three?
So mine was a sneak attack because I told him how I hate first kisses. Like, and I tend to, when it's really awkward, almost stop. Like, you're going to kiss me. Please just know that I'm really awkward and just, you know, and I like
you kill. You do that?
Yeah, I like kill the moment. I know. So.
Oh my God, so I died.
So he knew that. So he kind of did a sneak attack.
And how did it go?
It was amazing. I don't know how much of it was, like, build up. Like, if we had that first kiss, like, on our first date, I don't know if I would be like, it was amazing. But it was amazing. And then, since then, he has spent the night.
Nice.
Nothing's happened yet. Because that shit is not free. But we're seeing each other and spending more time.
I feel like you need to get a shirt that says, that shit is not free. Just wear it at nighttime.
But, again, not exclusive. And I don't even know what exclusive means anymore.
But honestly. How do you know you're not exclusive?
Because we talked about it.
Oh, it's been discussed. Oh, I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, because was it you doing your thing where you're like, oh, I'm just going to protect myself and just say it first. Like, oh, no, we shouldn't be exclusive. Was that it?
No, okay. I did do that. But, no.
Oh, no.
I did do that. But, no, it was because I was telling him about, we were talking about whether or not our good friends would like each of us for ourselves.
That makes sense.
If my friends would like him for me, yep. And if his friends would like me for him.
Have you met the friends?
I've only met one friend.
Okay. All right.
And I know another friend, but that's it. And so he was saying that he thinks that his friends would like me. And he was like, oh, how about your friends? I was like, none of my friends would like you.
Why would you say that?
Because of what has happened in our dating experience thus far? I don't have any good friends that would be like, oh my gosh, you're like the best. It'd be like, what is your problem? So he was like, oh, and he kind of laughed. I said, it's weird though, because some of them have defended you, like to me, like some of your actions. Some of my girlfriends have told me that you are not dating other people. And I'm like, no, he's definitely dating other people. And so then he then proceeded to then tell me that he has indeed dated other people.
He has?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'd just like to point out the slick way that you did that. Very good. Good way of being like, my friends have said. I love it. I think people should use that. Okay. No, I was like, oh my God, that's genius. It like made the conversation less confrontational somehow.
Yeah. Like it. And so, but what ended up happening was in making it less confrontational, he was very open about like what went down with these girls. And then in turn, I got mad.
So you have told me, you're like, oh, I definitely think he's dating other girls. And mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell. I didn't have enough information.
Which is fine. I knew that he was dating other girls. I did not know to the extent that he was dating other girls.
Like, what's the extent?
Like, pretty involved. Like, going out more than just once. Because I've dated other people. But they've been, like, one time, two max. Of, like, oh, like, this is fun. Never been physical, right? It's right. just kind of like going to meet someone.
Right.
He has gone like 4 times, 5, and has been very physical with them.
He shared all this?
Yeah. And I think it's because I was slick and made it non-confrontational. Maybe he thought that we were friends, although we were in bed when we were discussing this. So clearly not. But yeah.
And what, like, so what's happening now? Is this like, this is continuing, I'm continuing to date other people? Or this happened before, like a month ago, and now I'm no longer doing this?
He was not clear. I mean, he even said that he was dating someone as late as October, which is really only like 2 weeks ago.
Wait, when does he have time for this? You guys text all the time. You guys see each other on
but he texts
days, like weekends.
Yeah, no. So he but what's interesting is he texts me during the day, so obviously not when he's on a date, and then texts me really late at night, post date or post physical activity.
So,
but see, this is why I hate dating, because girls are put into, and same with guys, are put into a position where you are not exclusive, right? Like, we have not had the conversation of,
yeah,
you are mine and I am yours.
Right.
But you're more than just a, you know, oh, I see her every once in a while, right? There's been a lot of time invested. It's clear that there are more than just a physical attraction. There's now feelings. And then when you find out that, oh, you know, this person is dating other people, it's almost like, even though you're hurt, it's like you can't be. And if you do express it, it's like, but we're not exclusive. Like, this is not what, you know, like, you can't be hurt by that. Or like, you can be hurt, but you can't be mad. And so that night, I kind of just put it to bed. I kind of just ignored it. But then the next day he came over again, and I just could not, I couldn't shake it. Like, I like couldn't pretend that I was happy, you know?
Yeah, that's a weird conversation to have with someone when you're in bed. Like,
yeah, right? After like a very heavy, you know,
makeout session.
Yeah.
That is just, it's so strange that he was so open with it, but I do think it's almost like he could have easily lied to you. He didn't have to tell you that.
Right, but he also didn't have to be that honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe because he felt that you were like, oh, my friends won't like you anyways. Like, maybe he felt hurt by what you said.
Well, so then the next day, I had to just put it out there. Like, it just...
What'd you put out there?
The fact that, like, what he said hurt me. And that, you know, I don't know what we're doing, and you know what I mean? And like, I thought that, true, we're not exclusive, but I also did not think that we're like going out to bars and like,
yeah,
making out with people, you know what I mean? Or seeing a hot guy and being like, oh, hey, like, let me call you sometime, you know? Right. And some of the girls he's still talking to, he says he still occasionally texts, like they're still in communication.
What was his response to your feeling about it?
Well, so because I'm a little dramatic, mm-hmm. I didn't ask. I said, I kind of ended it. I said, I don't think this is going to work. Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In bed. We have a weird thing where things happen a lot in bed. And he was silent for a really long time. Wow. And he said, why? And I said, because I think I deserve to be with someone that knows that they want to be with me.
Totally.
And so he was silent for a really long time, like really long time. And I want to say maybe like 20 minutes later, he said, you're right.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened?
No. Okay. So then what ended up happening was then I kind of started to unpack it. So I'm like, you know, I just feel like I don't know like what category I fall into. And he's like, I don't know what categories. I'm like, guys have categories, just like girls, right? Guys have categories. Like, you're my fuck buddy.
Okay.
And you're just my fuck buddy. You're just my platonic friend, and that's it. You're my friend that I want to date, but I'm scared of, you know what I mean? Like, there's different categories.
Yeah.
And I was saying, it was like, I thought that I was in a certain category and I was okay in that category because that's what I wanted. And after he kind of then just started talking about all these other girls that, you know, I kind of was like, I seem like disposable. Like, it's just, I'm one on this kind of merry-go-round of women that he has. And to me, it's like, not that I need a guy that knows for a fact he wants to be in a committed relationship, but I need a guy that knows that he genuinely cares about me. He may not know if that will then result into a, you know, exclusive relationship. But while I'm dating, I want to know that I'm in the category of, you're somebody that I like, I care about, I think I could see a future with you, but I just don't know because I don't know you well enough. And that's what I thought I was in. And when he started talking about all these other girls and just, you know, and just kind of recycling through them, I felt like, oh, like maybe that's, like maybe that's me. And I don't want that. And so that's when he clarified. He's like, no, like the difference between you and them is like, is there's no long-term anything with any of these girls. And so then naturally begs the question, why even ask them out?
So, and I guess also begs the question of, like, you are long-term. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, in that his intention with me is that he sees the possibility of long-term.
Yeah, and so what was the response to the other girls? Like, what is he doing there?
I don't know if this is a difference between guys and girls. It's definitely a difference between me and him in that he was like, he's like, you know, sometimes you just ask people to hang out to just get to know people. You know what I mean? Like, it's better than staying home at night alone, like watching TV. It's like, hey, like, why not meet a person, you know, take them out, you know, get to know someone who might be interesting, and you know. But he's like, it's not, oh, because I see you as a future, you know, Mrs. Whatever. Blank, right?
Mrs. Irish.
Yeah, Mrs. Irish. He's like, it's just, hey, like, I met someone interesting, like, why not, like, just go out? Versus, that's not me. You know this. I'm, like, super protective of my time, mostly because I'm barely here. So right. I think when I am here, I'm, like, I want to see the people that I want to see and, like, nobody else. So once we unpacked it, then it became our different understandings and definitions of certain things, you know? Because he felt like, you're right. Because I was, like, why did you say you were, like, about to, like, end this, like, agree to ending it? And he's like, yeah, because he's like, I do believe you should be with someone that wants to be with you. But I was telling him, what I mean is not someone who's ready to be in an exclusive relationship right now, but someone that has genuine intentions of making that happen.
But when do you know that those genuine intentions are, like, when does it stop being genuine intentions and, like, leading into a relationship? Like, you can't ride this, like, for the next 5 months.
No, right. And I was, and that's what I was saying. And he was like, you're right. And he's like, I mean, he's like, I can't imagine any situation where we're here in April. Like, he's like, if I still don't know by next April, he's like, that's even way too long. Like, that means there is, like, I don't see it, you know? And then I wanted to ask, like, is it more because there's reservations about me? You know what I mean? Like you're dirty. I don't
what?
Know. You know, I don't, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, is it more like reservation on me or about you? And he was like, it's definitely more me. He hasn't been in a relationship in a long time, right. You know, and there's kind of a lot of things. And so I think also every relationship he's ever been in, he was saying 5 years ago, he was like, hands down, we'd be in a relationship. Like, no question in my mind. Because he was like, I kind of fell fast and started things quickly. But he was like, I've also had to break up with every single girl. And he's like, now I'm trying to use a different approach because clearly that approach never worked. I, you know, jumped the gun on too many things. And in the end, I had to hurt everyone, including myself, by ending a relationship that maybe if I took a slower approach, wouldn't have started because I would know that this person was not right for me in the long term. So he was saying, you know, I'm trying to take a different approach because my old approach has never worked. Yeah, and then we talked about, like, how would you feel if I was dating someone? And he was like, I would not be okay.
Yeah. I know you guys are seeing each other more and more, and it's been very slow, so you guys are building up. There's a text here and there, here, like, once in a while to, like, texting all the time, to them finally meeting and going on dates. And then now he's, like, stayed over. Like, so it's definitely progressed.
No, and it has, and that's what he's saying is he's, like, he's saying is like, I know that you think that it's too long, but he's like, but we're seeing progress. Like, it started out just texting, then we started to see each other, but then not that frequently. Yeah. And then we started to see each other a little bit more frequently, and now texting every day. And he's like, and now, like, we're spending, like, the night and more time and doing that more frequently. So he's like, you know, he's like, it's a natural progression. And, you know, and he's like, obviously, my hope is that then we officially date, you know, in a relationship, we get married, we have children, like, you know. But he's like, I just don't know that because he's, you know, he's like, I feel like I don't know you well enough.
But now that you guys are spending nights together and having these, like, intense conversations in bed.
Well, I should say we spent 2 nights only.
I think these girls thing is, like, I'm not liking it at all. Like,
yeah.
It's actually, I would be really upset. I'm kind of surprised you're not, like, off the wall, but it sounds like you talked it out.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not totally off the wall because I also feel like he, like, at least in the last, like, month, he probably has not, I don't think his intention was a goal. Like, I don't think he was going out, like, looking for girls to date. And so I feel like it might have been a little bit earlier, but still. Also, I've also dated other people.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit like, yeah, you know. But granted, he's gone way further than I have because for me, I just want it, but...
So, but the thing is, did you guys leave it as we're going to continue whatever it is that we're doing where I see a potential future with you, I need to get to know you more, is what he's saying, basically. And by before, I mean, this magical month of April came up, before April.
God forbid it's actually April.
Yeah.
No, we did not, I didn't set a date because I think in my mind, it's whenever, like... But when I'm fed up is the time. And I don't know when I'll be fed up. He's about to be gone for, like, months. So I'm...
See, that's the other thing, that you guys just don't have, like, a traditional dating trajectory, you know? Like, you're not like, oh, I'm here this weekend, you know, or I'm...
Yeah.
You guys are traveling all the time. Like, yeah. I rarely see you.
I just got back on Sunday, and I'm leaving tomorrow.
I know.
Which is Friday. For people. So, and, you know, and so it's really hard to be able to, you know, see not only friends, but also. So I think for me, I don't need a hard date, like where him and I agree. I think it's for me when I think I know, if he still doesn't know, then that is really the end.
Do you feel like you know?
Like.
That you want to be exclusive to him? Like, you want to date him. You want to call him your boyfriend.
I would say I'm increasingly confident, but I'm not at 100%.
That's okay.
Like, as I get to know him more, I can already see the, like, the sacrifices that I would have to make and things that I would be called to do because he either lacks or... just
compromise, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I am not sure that I would be happy doing those things.
Oh, that's big. Because there's certain things where I feel like I know, like, if I was dating someone that was extremely messy, like, I could deal with that. But there's some people that would be like, there is no way we would ever live under the same roof, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, and there's just some things that, like, I don't know if it's a function of experience, but, like... I don't think he has a romantic or thoughtful bone in his body. Not, and I mean thoughtful just in like, and I do think that he is thoughtful, but I think he's lived so much of his life just thinking about himself because he's been single for so long and he's older. That it's almost like a muscle that he has to build.
I don't know if I agree with that because I do know something romantic that he did for you that you told me and was like.
No, that is true, but. It's not, but
he came like, back like just from a because, trip for you.
I know, but just because someone does one or a couple romantic things does not mean you are a romantic person.
Oh, yeah. Not, I mean, to claim to be a romantic person means that you are not constantly, but very frequently doing romantic things.
About that person and how you could.
I'm not a romantic person then. I do things that I think are sweet for Mark, right? Yeah. Like, but I definitely, you won't see me like candles lit everywhere, like,
I take it back. I don't mean romantic. I mean, like, thoughtful. And I think about, like, dating someone that's not thoughtful. That's one thing. Living your entire life or planning to, right?
But I think that something that can easily be taught, like, oh my gosh, I love that I came home and she got my favorite book.
Right.
Or that the other last weekend I came home and she was so nice enough to, like, pick up laundry for me. When you start to do that, people, like, kind of mimic your behavior in a way because they realize, like, that stuff is important. I'm not saying everyone's like this, but I'm not saying it's something that could change.
But there's one interesting thing, which is really... really throwing a wrench in everything.
What?
I went on a date. Another date.
I think it's hilarious that we just spent all this time giving him shit because he's gone on a date.
Hence why I'm not that mad. Because I went...
Before or after the conversation?
After.
Okay, makes sense.
So it was very recent.
Yeah.
And I am really into this dude.
You went on one date.
I know. When I say I'm really, like, into, I mean, like, as into as you can on a really good first date.
What happened? This isn't Harvard, is it?
No.
Oh, yeah. This,
this is, I don't even know what to call him. But I saw him give a presentation last year.
Okay.
And he's definitely not my type, but I was really intrigued by how intelligent or... how intelligent he appeared to be. I don't know if he was, but his talk was really was interesting. But I didn't say anything. I was at a conference with hundreds of people, you know. And then this year, I went to another conference and he was there. And we were in this, we were at the same restaurant, I think, but and I and he, you know, someone introduced him to me and I said, "I remember you from last year." He's like, "Oh," he's like, "Really? Whatever." So he was like, "I'm speaking again." So I went to his talk. And then we then kind of spent, you know, the rest of the time at the conference together. And because I'm scary, I found his email address. And then I emailed him just saying, "Hey, like, I didn't, if I don't get a chance to say goodbye, like, it was really nice meeting you, you know, whatever, enjoyed your talks." And then he wrote back and then we kind of have been in an email exchange. And then we...
decided
to hang out. He gave me his phone number and so we hung out.
I love that. And you just go for what you want. Like, that's a tidbit right there. Like, you want it, you go for it, you stop, you find the email, and you have an interesting point to say. No, but it's real. Like, I'm gonna say that I'm definitely not that girl, or like, I've never been that girl, and I always envy that girl because I think you, like, no one's gonna give you things. Like, you need to go out there and get it. Go
but I didn't know anything about him per se.
Right.
And physically he's not really my type. So I kind of was like, "Oh, like, this date is kind of risky." Like, you know what I mean? In that, like, I'm like, I'm not totally physically attracted to him. Like, he seems attractive to me because of everything else, not because he actually is. You know what I mean? And so we met and we hung out for 4 hours, over 4 hours.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And a total gentleman, like, opened the doors, paid for everything, just really sweet, like, went and got drinks for us, which to me, it's sad that I'm like, that's so amazing. 'Cause I feel like that should just be the norm, but it's not. Hence why I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. wasn't just super respectful and, like, funny and asked questions, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like, really, really good.
Where does he live?
Here in New York.
Oh, so I thought you were going to be like, oh, somewhere in Africa.
No.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So we have a second date planned.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so now it's kind of getting into a little bit of a weird area because I don't know if this is against the rules with
the Irish. But I don't know. I was confused. Were the rules set? Is he going to stop dating the girls?
Well, I kind of feel like we need to stop after we both said it would not. We would not be okay if we found out that the other person was still dating other people. So I kind of feel like I might be breaking the rules, but I, again, like, I don't know. I mean, just because you have one good date doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have great dates every time, right? Like,
I don't know. 4 hours with someone, that's a good indication.
I know. Well, and then get this. I was like, oh, like, I never do this. Like, because it also flew by. You know, like, I've spent 4 hours with people, but I'm, like, very cognizant of, like, how much time has passed. And his was not like that. And so I was really surprised. And I was like, oh, like, does this happen to you a lot? And he was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, I just, like, sit and talk to people for a long time. I was like, okay, great.
But he asked you on a second date. Then that's
all he said was, let's do it soon. And then he then proposed some ideas.
Oh,
for doing something. He does not like Korean food.
Right.
He does not like a lot of things that I like.
Oh.
He doesn't like Mexican food.
What does he like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
the one thing that we have in common, he likes sweets.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, I think that it depends. It sounds like you and the Irish guy left it very vague. You were you guys want to still continue seeing each other. It doesn't sound like anybody said, I'm going to stop seeing other people. So that was never fully made clear. It was just, like, feelings about each other and where you potentially see this going. So I think it's fair game to go on dates. But
even though he's already said, it would not be okay if you went on other dates. No, he didn't say it wouldn't be okay. He says, yes, I would be really bothered.
But my thing is, you're really bothered and you brought it up. And it doesn't sound like you guys, he said, okay, I'm going to stop seeing these girls. Or did he? I don't know. I'm confused by that.
Well, but for me, it's weird. Even though it hurt me, I did tell him, I do want him to go out on other dates. Because because he is a person that fears out on missed opportunity. And he hasn't been in a relationship. And I mean this truly, not like, oh, it's been a year. It's been like many years.
Yeah.
And so what I don't want is for him to then feel like, okay, I'm going to get into a relationship. And then he's like, oh, but how do I know? Because I haven't really dated. You know what I mean? So I kind of want him to go out on dates and meet people. I don't want him to be as physical as he's been. Because for me, I've gone on other dates, but I haven't yet been physical with anybody. Not even a kiss. But still seeing what's out there and kind of like, how do I feel, you know, how do my feelings kind of stack up compared to how I feel for the Irish? I need that much less because my last relationship was not that long ago. I mean, it was long, but not as long as his. And so I kind of want him to be able to explore and understand for him that he made the right choice for him. Like, hey, I went out. I met lots of people.
If those comments were made to him, if you were like, hey, I want you to date other people to be sure about us, then you cannot be upset when he's like, I've been dating other people.
That is a different type. When I say dating, I mean like you meet someone, they're interesting. Like, you know, just like how this, you know, this guy is like interesting. Great. Let's meet. You're right.
It gets complicated. I'm telling you, you're sending mixed signals. And I know you do this to protect yourself. I get it. It's just like a thing that people do when they feel like someone is doing things already. Like, you're like, oh, it's fine if you're dating other girls. Like, I don't care. You know, people do that to protect themselves. It's just a way to shield yourself from actually being vulnerable. But the funny thing is, then you say that, but then the next night you're like, actually, I'm really upset. So, and it's just human nature, I think. I'm just calling it out that for a guy, if I'm hearing from this girl that I'm dating, like, hey, go date other girls.
No, but I did, okay, so I did tell him it hurt me. But I said, at the same time, though, it's weird because I do want you to go. Not that I want you to, but if there is someone that you want to go out with, I do want you to, even though it hurts me. Because I think it's something that he needs for himself for his own, for him to kind of move forward in, not, and I don't mean that like with me, but just in terms of getting to a space and like what he wants and what's important to him, etc. And so I said it in that framework, not like, oh, I'm okay. It was like, I, you know, it would bother me that you go out with other people, but there's also a part of me that doesn't want to limit you because I do feel like you're one of those people that needs to know. I think he knows far less around what he wants and what he needs than I do. I think I, and I think it's because he has not dated in a long time. And so what he liked, you know, 8 years ago is very different to what he likes and needs now, you know?
Right.
Versus me, I mean, my last relationship was maybe a year ago, right? So it's far less, like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, like, what is this like, you know? I already know. So I don't necessarily need to be like, oh, like, I want to be dating lots of people. Also, I'm like, I don't have energy. Like, I don't even know how he has energy. Like, I have zero energy. So, but I, you know, so I don't know. And so now I'm, so now. And
you're in limbo, basically.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if going on a second date, like, is that, I feel like 2 dates is okay. But when it gets to like 3, 5, like at what point is it like, okay, like this is probably not good. And given that he's leaving for a long time.
Like how's long? Like months?
Yeah. I think it's like 2 months.
You won't see him for at least 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, see, this is like a crazy
Yeah,
setup.
So like in that, you know, I could go on 15 dates by the time that he's back, you know, and I don't know when it becomes like me being a hypocrite or, you know, or where it's crossing the line.
Well, maybe
so,
you
know?
Take your own advice that you told him, which is go on dates to figure out what you really want. And that's really the truth. Like, yeah. I mean, if that's where, if you had told me that your conversation had ended with, okay, we're going to try this out. We're not going to date other people. We're going to be exclusive. And then you're still seeing this guy, I'd be like, that's not cool. Like, you're just kind of giving yourself bad karma. But you guys didn't leave it like that. They're not speaking the same language.
I know. And you know what? It's almost like I'm getting nervous because I'm now in a space where I know that I am starting to have feelings. Like deep feelings. Before, when he would leave, or before if he canceled plans or I didn't see him or, you know, he didn't text me, like, I would never be sad. Like, it would just kind of be like, oh, like, okay. God knows what he's doing, you know? Now, it's like, I get sad. And because I'm moving into that space where I have feelings for him, it also puts me in a spot where I'm afraid to be vulnerable with him. Because he now has the position to
make
hurt me.
Sad.
Yeah. And to really, you know, hurt me. And so there's a part of me that's like, oh, I'm glad that we can take a break because I feel like I can kind of remove myself a little. But at the same time, I don't know.
This is, I feel like you guys moving, well, first of all, the fact that he's constantly traveling, you're constantly traveling, you have these, like, moments where you hang out a bunch and then have these conversations that are left very unclear because no one really knows what's happening now. And then he's gone for 2 months, then it's like you're starting back at ground zero,
yeah.
I almost feel. I just, I don't, that...
We've done ground zero so many times.
But dating is complicated as it is, that just in when you live 5 blocks from someone,
yeah,
to when you're now going 2 months without seeing that someone. So
exactly,
this is, I don't know, unless you guys are doing Skype calls, it turns into like Skype, Google Hangout, whatever.
Well, I did ask him if he thought that we would talk like live, you know.
Has that happened?
Yeah, but for a very focused conversation around these are our options, what are we going to do in terms of plans?
Wow, but it wasn't through text.
Yeah. But I think it's because he was just too tired to have to explain it all. That was the only time we've ever. So I don't know. And so I did ask, like, oh, in the next couple of weeks, are we actually going to, you know, I don't know if that will actually happen. I don't even remember.
Oh.
I feel like... Potentially, yeah.
So maybe. This is my my last couple advice or like my last point to say here because I know that you're probably running to another date. I'm just kidding. Your...
How funny if I was like, actually, yeah.
Yeah, like, actually, I do have this date. Got places to be. No, what I was going to say, my final advice, or I think in my mind what your next step should be, is friends meeting each other. Like, him, your friends meeting him, him meeting, you meeting his friends. You guys need
no.
this. Yes.
No.
No, yes. One friend needs to meet, and I think that friend should be me.
No. I no, that's no. Oh my gosh, that's way more advanced than I'm ready to handle.
That is like, hey, let's meet for drinks. Here's my friend, SRB, and here is, you know, whatever. Like, let's just hang out and like meet, because I think you guys, like, you definitely need to start moving. That's like where you guys are moving. You guys need to start incorporating friends somehow. I'm surprised that you think that's, like, crazy.
That is not crazy. Because I feel like we... There's so many things that need to happen with just him and I, like, just being together alone. Like, maybe I feel like I actually don't know him well enough to be like, oh, like, now you should meet my friends.
You guys have spent nights together. You guys have been at least on, like, 10 dates at this point.
What do we do at night? We're not talking. Except for weird conversations where he tells me how I was dating. We are... doing things that don't require any talking.
I know. I get it.
Hence, but I'm not getting to know him not any better.
But you guys go on dates before. It's not like he comes over at midnight, right? You guys are going to dates and he's coming over here.
Yeah.
So you're spending time together. You guys are getting... I'm just saying, I think, like, next steps are friends meeting somewhat casually. I think you need a friend's perspective to see what is going on here. Sometimes I think... you see things through a more negative lens than is actually.
I always
happening.
See everything negative.
Yes, and it worries me because I don't want you to push someone away that's good for you, because you. But I wouldn't know until I see it, and then I see the body language and the way he's acting. You've met friends, boyfriends where you're like, oh my god, he like loves her, or oh my god, he could care less about her, and you know this. And
but
you
he's such a someone. Strange person that I. Don't think you could...
He is not strange. Well,
he's,
not that I really know.
He's very, very strange.
Well, the text messages are strange.
Yeah,
for
he's,
sure.
He's very strange. So I just kind of feel like...
Maybe that's an interesting... I don't know. No. That's some charm to him.
No.
Well, think about it. And then
we can have another
session 3 where you tell me how now you're dating 5 people.
I know. It. Maybe every 2 months I'll tack on another person, you know?
I love
last
it.
Time it was one person, this time it's technically 2, and then
potentially more, like maybe who knows?
Who
thank
knows?
You so much, RKC.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's episode for Status Complicated. Listening back and listening to RKC, I realize there's a lot of confusion in dating, and some of it comes from contradictions of saying one thing but really wanting another. I think part of it could stem from not knowing what you want in a partner and making the dating process more tiresome than it already is. Not to mention sending mixed signals to the person you're dating. Being clear about what you want should be the first step before trying to figure out where your relationship's going, because if it has no direction, it has nowhere to go. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us next time.